From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A controversial bill to increase the number of tall housing developments near transit stops in California has been amended in response to a chorus of concerns. Capital Public Radio's Randall White has more.
The goal of SB 827 is to ease the state's housing crisis while getting more people to live within walking distance to transit options. Those opposed to the legislation say it will lead to displacement of low-income renters, strip away city and county controls, and give developers an upper hand. In response, the bill was tweaked this week to address affordable housing and height restrictions. Amendments also now limit which transit lines would be affected.
We have a major problem in the state with housing. It's really an emergency.
That's Senator Scott Wiener, the bill's author.
It's harming our economy. It is harming our environment. And we have to do things differently. And the way we've done it for the last 50 years is to let every city decide for itself. Do you want to add any housing at all or maybe just a little bit? And it hasn't worked.
Jason Ryan is with the League of California Cities, which remains opposed to the bill.
I think the one thing that we can agree with the senator on is, you know, we need to take a hard look at what is the best way to get, you know, more density around transit and, you know, to have that conversation and to figure out how do we do that and have the least amount of negative impact that could possibly occur.
But Ryan says the bill still gives too many options to the developers and not enough control to the local communities. It faces its first committee hearing next week. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
Well, a massive infrastructure project to build two tunnels under the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta has found a new funding source from California's largest water district. The Metropolitan Water District of Southern California agreed Tuesday to pay up to $11 billion, or two-thirds of the project's expected cost. That makes up for funding the Brown administration had originally sought from water districts in agricultural areas in the Central Valley, which voted against the project last fall. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.